my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Welcome to July the 3rd. Tomorrow, July the 4th, will be 250 years of age tomorrow. We're celebrating last Sunday and this Sunday, God and Country Sunday. Let's make it great. We have the Pastors Conference Choir from 2026. These men sang the Battle of Hinnomer Republic. We posted online. Over 4 million people have watched it. It's only 1 minute 47 seconds. Play it, please. This song today, I Still Believe in America.
When I see Old Glory waving in a schoolyard, where children laugh and play and learn of life, I remember those who fought to forge our freedom, and those who'd rather die than lose the fight. But today it seems we take it all for granted, and it's easier to blame and criticize. But I, for one, will stand and pray for healing in our land today. I still believe that freedom's worth the price. I still believe we're the last hope of liberty. I still believe in the promise of the land I love, and I'm not ashamed to say I pledge allegiance still today. I still believe in America.
When I think about the future of this nation, I wonder if the torch will still burn bright, and if each new generation will remember and defend her honor then with all their might.
For I believe that the faith of our fathers is the cornerstone that made this nation great. And we will stand for centuries if we remain a part. still believe in the promise of the land I love. And I'm not ashamed to say I pledge allegiance still today. I still believe in America. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And I'm not ashamed to say I pledge allegiance still today. I still believe in America. America.
We normally have just two songs in the broadcast. Brother Jewel's given us three today, and I appreciate him doing that. All About America on this 250th birthday. This is a short song, but I believe you'll enjoy it. America Medley.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. This land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side, let freedom ring. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
God bless America,
America.
Oh, I love that good music. God bless America, greatest country in all the world. The nations of the world are trying to get in here, aren't they? Not trying to get in. Nobody's trying to break into China. Nobody is trying to break into North Korea. Nobody's trying to break into these Middle East countries. Oh, no. But America, it's a God bless America. Well, we're in Genesis chapter 20, and I don't have a lot of time today, but I do want to say that Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, dwelt in Kadesh and Shur, and the journey Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay the righteous nation? He said, not unto me, she is my sister. He's my brother, she didn't say. I have innocence in my hand. And he said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this integrity of thine heart, for I withheld thee from thy sinning against me. And they conjured up. He had a lack of faith. Abraham, the great patriarch of the faith. Hebrews 11, Abraham, the great faith warrior. But he had a lapse of faith. And with that lapse of faith, he had a lapse of faith in believing that God could give him a son at 100. He had a lapse of faith that he believed that God could protect his wife. And I like what the scripture says. I want to bring it to your attention. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house. I said unto her, this is my kindness which I shall show unto me. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and manservants and restored unto Abraham and Sarah's wife. Abimelech said, behold, the land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. He goes, I've not tried to do wrong. And the Bible says, Abraham gets right. So Abraham prayed unto God. I wonder, do you have to pray today, kneel before God? Would you kneel before God? Say, oh God, I'm sinning against thee. I'm just sinning against thee, dear God. I'm so wrong. God deals with humility of heart. And child of God, if you don't have a humble heart before God, God says he resists you. Why would you want a loving Heavenly Father to resist you? But pride causes the fear of the Lord is the beginning of evil, to hate evil. And then what he says, a proud look, an arrogancy. Proverbs 8, 13, verse 14. God hates pride. That's what Satan's sin was, his pride. And that's what Abraham, the great patriarch of the faith, the great man of God, he slipped into pride. He believed he could work it out for God. I'm going to give you this son, Ishmael, and I'm going to, and he created the Arab race, and I'm going to say that she's my sister, and I'm not going to tell the truth. And he prayed to God. Well, he got right with God. May I suggest all of us today, all please, on this 250th anniversary of America, on July the 3rd today, July the 4th tomorrow, let's get right with God. I've been praying for the last 100 and some days for America every day, that we would turn back to God. There'd be a spiritual revival amongst God's people, not the heathen, with God's people, that God's people, which are humble, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Well, I pray that you have a great Lord's Day, a great day tomorrow as you celebrate July 4th. Father, bless our dear, dear listeners today. I thank you for each and every one. Thank you for a week of broadcasting. And I pray your blessing upon each one as we seek to serve thee. I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace to us. And I pray that America would be preserved. God, in righteousness is my prayer. Help us to wake up to the fact that, God, you love us and you love this great, great nation. Bless every man of God as he preaches the word of God. This Sunday is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.